today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 2 of the Friday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
I am Eric.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. Do enjoy them. They are on the house at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the libertarian movement, just sort of out their outreach efforts, or rather lack thereof, to the general population. And we're pointing out, or actually I was reading from a Zogby poll on their website, it's more of a summary of a few different polls that they did, that essentially shows that there's a significant chunk, 15%, according to Zogby, 15% of voters who I presume self-identify as libertarians, but don't vote for Libertarian Party candidates. And so they were looking at the numbers, and as it turns out, most of them voted Republican, which, of course, sort of bolsters the myth that libertarians tend to be Republicans. I still personally don't believe that.
Isn't that counterproductive, you know, when you the Republicans are, you know, anti-choice and for the drug wars and
yes.
all of these things that libertarians, you know, hate the most? Wouldn't that be almost hypocritical?
You mean voting for a Republican?
Yes, absolutely.
Sure. Well, voting for a Democrat would be just as hypocritical, which is why, of course, I still don't understand why they can't get over their wasted vote syndrome.
If you look at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's you know, numbers, if you look at the Republican Liberty Caucus's Liberty Index, you'll see that the people that they rate high on the liberty scale are almost all Republican.
True, but on the other hand, there are a lot of things that a lot of libertarians can't stomach, which is...
I would totally agree,
right,
but...
The war on drugs and
the libertarians and, that are in... The libertarian types that are in office around the nation are almost all, to a person, Republican.
And I'm not sure why that is.
Well, because the economic issues are what's important to them.
The fiscal conservatism outweighs the social aspect.
The fiscal conservatism drug me into the social liberal aspect. I understand the drug war is expensive, and that, you know, after I realized the amount of taxes that go into these kind of things and putting forth their little message of no drugs.
Maybe it's because the Republicans alienate their voters faster and more effectively than Democrats do.
Actually, I've come up with a theory on the drug war.
Okay.
I think it's unions.
What do you mean?
Think about it. Police officers are unionized,
mm-hmm.
as are state employees, municipal judges, correction officials. They're all unionized.
So in order to get more of them...
To keep the populations up, to give them jobs, they pursue the war on drugs.
Hmm. Well, they certainly... Whether or not it's the unions, I mean, certainly
it's
the people...
Just a theory.
They are certainly people who are profiting from the war on drugs, and they don't want it to go away anytime soon. But my point on the Republicans maybe alienating voters faster is they got in the mid-1990s, and their promises, their contract for America, and proceeded to grow the size of government. When Bill Clinton left, George Bush came in. They proceeded to grow the size of government when they could have turned it around.
Breakneck pace.
And so a lot of Republicans are probably pretty fed up with that. Whereas, for instance, the Democrats have always been promising to help the poor, and they can always point to some poor people that they've supposedly helped out, while ignoring, of course, all the people that were punished as a result of the increased taxes.
And notice how poverty rates haven't decreased that much.
So maybe it's just less apparent to Democrats how bad the Democrats are and how it is that Democrats actually advance the elite just like the Republicans do. It's just they are more dishonest and are better at hiding it. We got to go to the phones, though, because Drew's on the line, been waiting patiently in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Eric, and Mark. Hello, Drew.
Hey, I just want to commend the Libertarian Party for recruiting Bob Barr today.
Why do you want to commend them exactly?
Well, because, you know, you have all these disaffected Republicans who are wondering, gee, where should I go? And then suddenly a prominent Republican from yesteryear, you know, pops out of nowhere and says, you know, here, follow me.
So you're pretty happy with this idea then?
Yeah, and I think there's going to be a lot more news coming about out of him. I know he's been historically pretty nasty about his drug war stance, but I think that there's going to be some revelations in coming weeks about him changing on that pretty drastically.
Well, I certainly hope so, because I saw the news today. The Libertarian Party sent out a press release. Former Congressman Bob Barr accepts leadership position within the Libertarian Party. And we'll get into this here in a moment. But essentially, this. He's a pretty big name Republican. In fact, if you've seen the Borat movie, he actually appears in the Borat movie for a brief period of time. And so he's kind of a big name. And back when he was in office, he was an anti-liberty dude, a major drug warrior, and a variety of other things that he did that were not exactly pro-liberty. Then all of a sudden, he gets booted out of office because actually the Libertarian Party in Georgia helped fight against him to get him out as one of the premier drug warriors in Washington, D.C. Now all of a sudden, he's found his principles.
Well, now if anything, maybe that shows that our marketing is working.
Maybe it means he needed a job.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's getting paid for this with the Libertarian Party, but nonetheless, I'm skeptical of Bob Barr. I'd like to see if he's going to come out and switch his viewpoint on the drug war. I think that's great. If he ever wants to run for office again as a Libertarian, I think he really needs to sign like a small government pledge that essentially says that he's not going to increase the size of government. Kind of like Michael Badnarik had a contract with the voters this past year that literally outlined what it was that he would and would not do. Like, without this guy putting his name on anything on paper, I don't trust him. Your thoughts, Drew?
Well, I mean, you know, people change their minds. I mean, they change their beliefs all the time. And, you know, if we can be sure that he's not just full of it, but I don't think he is. I mean, I think he's been doing this since Badnarik ran in 2004.
Drew, you raise an excellent point, but I got to agree with Mike on this, that, you know, one of the premier drug warriors of the country to do a 180, I don't know. That
Who's
bothers
Mike?
Me. Oh, I'm
that would
sorry.
Be awesome. I mean, that would just show that somebody has had a change of heart and that maybe we should all have a change of heart in our laws.
Fair enough, Drew. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
800-259-9231. There's going to be a lot of support for Bob Barr. I think a lot of people are going to be like Drew. They're going to get behind him and say, Bob, you've changed. Yeah, we trust you now. You're a politician, Bob. I don't know. I mean, I'm glad you're here and everything.
I'm happy about it. I'm with Drew. I'm happy that he's there in the Libertarian Party. I don't trust him. I don't want to see him be the candidate in 2008.
You know what would make me trust him? Bob Barr gets on television and smokes a joint. First time in his life.
I'd pay to see that.
You got my vote, Bob. Now, what were you saying about the presidential candidate? Because he could be a presidential candidate in 2008.
I mean, well, I think they'd lose. I don't know. I mean, against Stan, I would still support Stanhope. I don't trust him. But if he's working within the organization and a bunch of libertarians can watch him, then I'm okay with it. You know, well, I'll take his name, but I wouldn't want to put him in office. I wouldn't trust him.
And what would be nice is if you could have like a big name Democrat also join the Libertarian at the same time, because this is again more this news release by the Libertarian Party is going to be more fuel for the fires of those people that claim that libertarians are just Republicans that smoke pot. And that's just not the case. We pull people from all over the political spectrum. We pull people from the former Republicans, certainly. We pull former Democrats. And most importantly, we pull no party affiliation people. We pull people who've never voted in their entire lives. We pull people who are fed up with the system, hate both of the major parties. And I think it's so important to really, whenever somebody brings up that myth, to just jump down their throat and say, whoa, 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 that's not the case. We are not the new Republican Party.
Well, the question is now, what does the Libertarian Party do with this? They can send out all the press releases in the world, but as we talked about in a previous segment, how does the national LP capitalize on this? They've done such a poor job of marketing themselves. You know, they're going to pat themselves on the back, and then life will return to normal, and nothing happens.
I can't say that I have any hope for the national LP at this point. They just haven't shown any real significant efforts in that direction.
I mean, if Howard Dean can mobilize, you know, millions of young people, you can't tell me the Libertarian Party can't reach out and do that same type of outreach.
Especially with the Internet. I mean,
right.
let's go to Charles in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Eric, and Mark.
First off, I just have to address what was just said that about Howard Dean and mobilizing the youth. I have to first say that, you know, as we saw in the election, Kinky Friedman basically depended entirely on the youth vote, or on the people who normally don't vote. And I thought he would have a good chance at least being able to pull up a good amount.
I don't know
amount.
If Kinky would have done anything if it wasn't for Don Imus.
How did Kinky do? I didn't even see his results. What did he get?
Terrible.
Yeah, he got stomped.
Really
was it less than 5%?
I think it was. I think it was 2.5.
Wow. And he got national media coverage.
Yep. Yeah. And a lot of it.
So I think this makes a point, at the very least, that to depend on the youth vote, say the Libertarian Party with Libertarian Farm Copy.
Hang on, Charles. I want to bring you back. You can explain that a little bit better. Coming more.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VoIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VoIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 15, 2006. Gold's at $627.80, and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $648.51, $327.82 for half, and $163.40 for full quarter ounce coins. That's $648.51, $327.82, and $163.40. On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With a stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, that predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the archives you'll find there, because they're completely free. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website, for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Look, are you going to just talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Now, Eric is joining us here again tonight. Now, Eric, I'd asked you earlier in the show if you were a first 1,000 member, and you said that you were not, that you were one of the first 5,000 signers of the Free State Project pledge.
Oh, but as far as to move here.
Right.
Right. I'd already lived here.
Exactly. Which tells me that you have not paid attention to the first 1,000 emails that the Free State Project has sent out.
To be honest, I haven't, because I already live here. So I really didn't think that applied to me.
Basically, the first 1,000 pledge is for people who will who have agreed to move to New Hampshire within the next 2 years. And so by the end of 2008... And I think that you qualify for it as somebody who was originally a signer of the Free State Project. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to have to do a little bit more research. I think you might qualify because you were originally a Free State Project member before the vote. And since you were already here, you could sort of sign on as saying, yeah, I was already here. You could join the first 1,000. The reason why we're scraping for signers here is because the first 1,000 pledge ends on December 31st. So, 2 weeks.
And for those of you who have never been to New Hampshire, this is a wonderful place to live.
It really is. It's so beautiful.
I mean, I live in the Lakes region in central New Hampshire, and we have the lakes. The ski areas are a world-class.
And there's different places. I mean, you can like a coastline, you can live on the coast, you can live
oceans,
in the inland.
There's everything.
You can live in the mountains. I mean, it's all here.
Seems like a very family-friendly state to me.
But here's
very
why,
much so, yeah.
Here's why we're pushing this. Because the first 1,000 pledge, the pledge date ends on the 31st, but we've only got 676 signers right now. So we've got 2 weeks, and this has been going on all year, so it's taking us this long to get to 676. We need 300-something more people. Pledge by the end of the year.
Anybody who's spent any time in New Hampshire, I can't tell you the number of people who come up here on vacation and decide to live here. It's just
a fantastic place. There have been people that have come up and didn't want to leave.
That's right.
Right. So anyway, I'll give you more about that during one of the breaks, and we'll see if we can get you to sign. But let's go back to Charles in Florida. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Eric, and Mark. Hello, Charles.
How's it going?
Charles, can you recap and continue your point that you were making as we went to break there?
All right. The point I was making was, as we saw with Kinky Friedman, we hear from the LP Reform Caucus, that we have to get the vote out to the younger people like Howard Dean and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But as we saw in the 2004 election, first of all, that was unsuccessful as George Bush won again and the youth vote was about the same. And we saw Kinky Friedman in 2006. Ran entirely out of the platform of people who don't normally vote. Let's get them to vote.
Sure.
And he did really badly. I think what we're seeing from the Liberty Reform Caucus, and especially with opening Bob Barr with open arms after he's only been with the Libertarian Party for less than a year, maybe 10 months, is I sense this like a desperation of the Libertarian Party, which I think is really unnecessary. I think Harry Brown did such a great job in building the Libertarian Party the way it is now, and then the Libertarian Reform Caucus comes in, say we have to expand our base for some reason that they don't really tell us.
The Libertarian Reform Caucus, just for everybody listening that probably are not familiar with it.
I didn't even know.
It's a group of sort of centrist types that have essentially infiltrated the Libertarian Party. They're saying, well, you guys with your principles... Oh, this is too much, because the Libertarian Party is the party of principle.
They're trying to shine up the image quite a bit.
Well, they're trying to dull down the principles, what they're trying to do, and they're trying to get more people. They're trying to...
Where do you think Ian falls on this issue?
Yeah.
They're trying to appeal to people that are... They want to actually eliminate the principle, and the principle of the Libertarian Party is that I don't support or advocate the use of force to achieve political or social goals. It's not a complex concept. And it's a very simple idea that people can easily wrap their heads around, but these guys want to shove it to the side and make themselves sound more like the Republicans and Democrats.
Exactly, trying to mainstream it. Right.
For the purpose of getting more people to vote for Libertarian candidates. But then again, if the Libertarian candidates become more centralized, what good is it to have a Libertarian Party? Let's just abolish the party and go back to the two-party system.
And I had it explained to me by someone from the Libertarian Reform Caucus, as, you know, the world's smallest political quiz, they talked about the chart. They drew a line right in the center of the chart. And they were like, we want to try to appeal to everyone right above that center line. And I said, That's a terrible idea, because once you start getting changes, you're going to start to lose people quite easily.
You're going to lose the key. You're going to lose the key activists that have been working in the party for the last 35 years. Now, you could make the argument, and I think they do, that, well, you guys have been trying the same thing for 35 years straight, and it hasn't worked. Let's try this.
It has worked. That's the. And I'm sure Ian and Mark, I'm sure, and Eric, I'm sure all of you guys agree that the Libertarian Party could get a better image. They could do a better job with getting their image to look better instead of just kind of the crazy guy on the street who just wants to do drugs or, you know, I'm sure that, but to change our principles is just, it seems pointless after 35 years. I mean, we just changed the results of the elections in 2006. That's a pretty substantial thing. And it's just, I hear these Libertarian Reform Caucus people talking.
Well, it depends on... It makes
an aneurysm in the brain by hearing we have to start changing our philosophy now after we've seen success. Now let's try to become like the Republicans.
Is it changing the principles or denying the principles, as you say, or is it more of a just trying to make a more, outreach, not getting rid of the principles?
I'm all right with outreach, but they changed the platform. They literally went in and took out what Ian talked about, that part in the platform about not initiating force for social means. They changed the platform.
Yeah, they literally do want to abolish the principle. They think it's a bad thing. And Charles, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, they think it's bad to have people sign a statement when they join the political party. They think that's hurting them.
I don't see how that hurts anybody.
Well, they think it's keeping people away from the Libertarian Party. And I agree with what Charles said. And that is that if you keep shifting towards the center as the Libertarian Party, they've already lost me because they've shifted too far, in my opinion. I haven't sent money to the Libertarian Party in years. And I sent them a letter when they first, what they did was they changed something in the platform about how they're no longer calling for the abolishment of the CIA and the FBI. And I'm sorry, these are useless federal bureaucracies. We do not need them. We've got plenty of state police forces and local police forces. That's more than we don't need more police.
Yeah, you're right.
And so they had it in their platform where they called for their abolishment in the past, and they got rid of that. And I just thought, you know, why are you doing this? Okay, fine. I'm pulling all my money and support from the Libertarian Party. I'll still help them out from time to time if they've got a candidate I want to vote for or support or something like that. I'll help them with my volunteer time. But they're not going to get any cash out of me.
And you're a life member.
I'm a life member.
Yeah.
So they're alienating people like me. And the Libertarian Party, up to this point, essentially was what brought me into the fold.
Right.
Some people think the Libertarian Party's bad, they're not very effective. Well, I'm here doing this show because of what the Libertarian Party once was. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line for all your voiceover IP needs. Packet8.net, 1-800-259-9231. Gets you in touch with us about whatever you want. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the updates. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. We'll get you on the list. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And is there a little person that's important to you this Christmas? Give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. It's a great stocking stuffer, and it'll be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That is akidsjourney.com. So we've been talking about the libertarian movement and its political aspirations and its inability to do any sort of effective outreach, specifically the Libertarian Party. And Eric, Mark, did you have anything anywhere else you wanted to go with this particular issue?
Well, one of the things I was going to bring up before the break is, as far as I'm concerned, as a libertarian or much of the more moderate wing, which is kind of interesting, the three of us here, kind of like a triangle. I thought the Patriot Act would be the perfect way for the Libertarian Party to kind of jump in and make its name known. Because, as you know, even some Republicans weren't real comfortable with it.
Voted for it anyway.
Right, they voted for it anyway because it was that whole law and order thing.
Yeah.
But most Democrats...
Well, then they would have been unpatriotic if
right,
they voted
exactly.
against the Patriot
Act.
Right,
exactly. Yeah, you're either Winnis or Guinness. You
right.
know. But mostly on the Democratic side, there was a hue and cry over people like librarians and all of these people. And that should have been the time for the libertarians to say, look, you know, here is what we stand for. We don't like this either. You know, come with us and we'll help, you know, And they just, they, as far as I'm concerned, they dropped the ball.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but how would they have done it? Would they, like, with Eric's idea earlier with the national outreach, the buying advertisements, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. I think the state campaigns or the federal or the national campaign needs to target areas of high libertarian
concentration.
Concentration, thank you. Especially places, also very, very left-wing democratic places like San Francisco, parts of Vermont,
to convert
the Brown River, right, and to say, look, you know, you guys are also interested in less government and liberty, and here's, you know, and we have it. Here it is.
I think that's a good idea, but I think it goes back to why it's not happening. It goes back to the bureaucracy of the Libertarian Party.
I fully agree.
And I think that as time goes on, I become more and more convinced that the Libertarian Party is not going to be the saving grace for liberty in the United States.
Not with its current people, no.
Right. I don't know how it's going to pan out. I don't know if they are going to be a player or not in the long run. But, for instance, if you just look at... look at Free Talk Live, for instance. I mean, not to toot our horn too badly here, but here's Free Talk Live. You talk about national outreach.
Right.
Little Free Talk Live with its 19 radio stations. 4 years ago, we were on a local station somewhere down in Florida. Now we're on 19 stations from Yakima, Washington to New Hampshire to Florida. I mean, so we're coast to coast essentially with this message, with a pro-freedom, pro-liberty message. We've done in 4 years what the Libertarian Party could only possibly dream have done. And the Libertarian Party, when presented with the opportunity to support this show,
Didn't do it. I'm not surprised. And like I said, I think at when the Patriot Act came out, it was the perfect chance to engage their base, to look at money for a national campaign, and nothing happened.
Well, I wouldn't want to make it seem like bitterness on the part of Free Talk Live that we don't like Libertarian Party because they didn't care. What I'm it was clear to me that the Libertarian Party was so bureaucratic and pompous about how they, we wanted to do an interview with them. Well, they want to do the interview their way, which meaning that they wanted to have two people in their interview, not one.
This wasn't
an issue of money. We didn't say, hey, advertise us or we're going to be mean, or advertise with us or we're going to be mean to you. This was an issue of an interview where they wanted to run you're the program director on the show, Ian. There's no reason that somebody who we're giving an interview to on a nationally syndicated radio show should be telling us how the interview is going to run.
Right.
I mean, really? Are they that great?
I got the feeling like they were looking down their nose at Free Talk Live, a show run by a life member of their own organization. And they said, oh, yo, we got to have both of our guys on. This was back when the Libertarian Party came out with their Iraq exit strategy.
And it was back when Free Talk Live was on, like, two stations or something.
Two, three, four stations,
just
something like that.
We just had just a few.
But it was more, I mean, still, it's something. It was national exposure, and I think we did have our podcast at that time, so we still had our kind of international, national listening audience through the Internet as well. And they looked down their nose at us and said, well, we've got to have both of our people on the thing. I said, sorry, you know, and you host a talk show here in Keene, New Hampshire. You know, when you've got one person on the phone, you get enough crosstalk as is. Well, you got two people on the phone, and two people in the studio,
right,
let alone three? You got a crowd. And so it wasn't because I wanted to be mean to them. It's just good radio versus bad radio.
Sure.
I said, well, we can take one of your people. Oh, well, no, we can't do it then.
And it's like, why not? Isn't one person capable of speaking for the Libertarian Party?
We're the Libertarian!
Yeah,
we're going to ambush them. Well, actually, I was going to ambush them on their unprincipled behavior with their Iraq exit plan. But nonetheless, we're still friendly towards them.
Sure.
And so they chickened out on that, and ever since, you know, I just dropped them off the map as far as contacting them for any sort of opportunities. They can come to us now.
And even on the state level, you know, I've been doing the talk show here in New Hampshire for a couple of years, and I haven't heard from the state of New Hampshire's Libertarian Party once.
Well, they hadn't updated their website in like 2 years.
Yeah.
And finally, they updated it this year. So, again, I don't think that the Libertarian Party is going to be the solution here in the long run. I think you're going to see more... Really, what you have to do is you have to have people who have a real private incentive to make this message succeed. And we have that with Free Talk Live. You've got it with your show. Penn and Teller are out there doing it with their excellent television show, BS. John Stossel's out there. We're the ones that are making it happen, that are making libertarian media happen, with no help from the Libertarian Party.
Sounds like the coalition of the unenrolled.
It sounds exactly right. By listening to the words, it sounds like the definition.
And I think the Free State Project is going to continue to siphon off effective libertarians from around the country as they continue to get more and more burnt out on the fact that they're just not getting success with doing it locally. And especially as more local people are saying, bye-bye, moving to New Hampshire. And they're gonna see their local group dwindling down, and they're gonna realize, you know, maybe those New Hampshire guys got the right idea. And as we continue to promote the Free State Project, we're promoting the Free State Project,
right,
not the Libertarian Party.
Well, the Free Staters have done more for the Libertarian Party and principles than the Libertarian Party ever has.
Exactly. That's why I think it's really going to come from the outside. Whatever it is that makes liberty happen again in America, it's going to be a coalition of different, I think, media people. You've got Doug Stanhope, who's going to be running for president in 2008. Are you familiar with
the
Doug?
The comedian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's somebody. Like, I love Harry Brown, the old 2000 and 1996
nice
candidate.
Yep.
Michael Badnarik was a great guy, too, but nobody knows who Harry Brown and Michael Badnarik are. Doug Stanhope, he's got a following. He's not a huge, he's not Eddie Murphy, but he is somebody.
He's got a name.
He's got friends in the comedy business. He's got friends in the entertainment business.
I think he's the perfect size to be running for president for the Libertarian Party because he's not so big that running for the Libertarian Party makes him look silly.
Right.
He's... there's some synergy that's going to happen.
And
he's had a lot of exposure on XM Satellite as
really?
Well. Yeah, quite a bit. They have an uncensored comedy channel. One channel 150. I'm a subscriber. I got to confess, even though I work in commercial radio.
we're trying to get on there too.
Yeah. Well, that's maybe I can make some calls. I get some friends down there.
He's got exposure, and he's principled. Like, he's not just one of those celebrity libertarians like Clint Eastwood, where he's kind of libertarian. Doug Stanhope, he did an interview with HammerOfTruth.com back when they were operational, and they should be again soon, hopefully. But he did a great interview where they had some tough questions thrown at him, and he came back with real principled libertarian answers. Like, not only is he funny, but he's really serious about liberty, and that's
he
great.
Is.
All right, more on the way. Enough of this political smack. Well, we're going to talk about the United Kingdom and clothing and warning labels on clothing? Oh boy, it's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show, you take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The packet 8. Toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
Hello, it's Eric.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Enjoy them both on us at freetalklive.com. And if you like all the stuff that we give you for free at freetalklive.com, then we ask that you support the show by buying some stuff through Amazon. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer. If they don't sell it at Amazon...
You probably don't need it.
Yeah, they probably don't make it because those guys have 35 categories of products, everything from high-ticket items like luxury electronics all the way down to cheap stuff, books and DVDs and even stuff for your bathroom.
Even used books. When I finished my degree, I bought a lot of used textbooks through them.
Yep, that's true. And when you shop at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, FreeTalk Live gets a percentage of your purchase, even if you're buying a used book, which is really cool. So do all of your shopping, whether it be just the stuff you need to buy in general for life or holiday shopping. Of course, time is running out. In fact, I think today is the last day that you can order and get free Super Saver shipping delivered in time for Christmas. So if, like, you're doing last-minute shopping, get over to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com if you want to take advantage of their Super Saver free Super Saver shipping. Otherwise, you'll have to, if you want to get it before Christmas, right, after today, you're going to have to pay more. But free Super Saver shipping, cool feature. And, of course, if you're still looking for something to get and you're not sure what to get somebody, Amazon gift certificates are the way to go. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of that, too. So Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Coming up, we're going to talk about the plus-size clothing warning labels here in a moment. But actually, Eric, you had brought something in on the war on drugs that I found kind of interesting. I guess it was a little bit of good news, right?
Actually, it was. It's actually not far from here. Windsor County, Vermont, which is the county... New Hampshire Keene borders Windham County,
okay,
the county directly to the north that has like Okemo ski area is Windsor County, Vermont. And the Windsor County State's Attorney, Robert Sand, has come out publicly to say he thinks illegal drugs should be decriminalized.
Wow.
He says, quote, a different approach is needed to help combat illegal drug use. He says drugs are bad for people, but much of the serious crime he sees occurred during drug transactions or people... seeking money for drugs. He says drugs.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Seeking money for drugs, definitely.
Absolutely.
Lots of people get hurt.
We say it so many times here on Free Talk Live. Drug war is a pet issue of mine. And
mine as well.
And we point this out over and over again. And we had some police come on the show the other week, a few weeks ago on Free Talk Live, and they don't believe it. They believe that drug users are just criminals. They believe that drug users are just violent people. And there's the state's, was it state's attorney or county attorney?
The county attorney.
There's the county attorney coming out and admitting that, no, it's people looking for cash to buy the drugs with that are doing the crimes.
I think a lot of the police have really, and I'm not making fun of police, I don't want to degrade them. A lot of them are very dedicated people doing a tough job that I could never do.
Sure.
But on the other hand, you know, they don't seem to make a difference between speeding and bank robbery. You know, everything to them is a crime. There's mm-hmm. not levels of things.
Well, I'm sure that they would pass by the speeder in order to get to the bank robber.
Well, right, but you know what I mean? I mean, you know, we've all been stopped for speeding, and we've all had the lecture. It's like, come on, guys, I'm not murdering children, you know. You know,
but you're breaking the law.
Yeah, it's like, you know, back off, Jack. You know, I'm a scientist. It was really sad,
the episode we had where we were interacting with a number of law enforcement officers, and that's what they are. In their minds, they are
law
enforcement
right.
officers, and you just can't get through to them on the drug war issue. Some of them you can. Some of them are libertarian-oriented, but the ones we had on the show definitely were not. I mean, these are guys that one of them said he would confiscate weapons if his CO ordered him to.
Which is priceless, because here in New Hampshire, we have what's called a shall issue state. In other words, if you don't have a felony mm-hmm. and you're over 21, the state must, or the local towns, must issue you a gun permit.
I'd like to get rid of that.
Really?
I'd like to make it so you shouldn't have to ask permission to exercise your right.
Well, actually, New Hampshire and Arizona, I think Vermont, if you do not conceal the weapon, you don't need a permit for it.
What if you're a felon?
Well, in a felon, I'm not sure you should, depending on the felony, I'm not sure you should be able to have firearms.
Well, I would say,
I mean, if you've committed armed bank robbery, I'm not sure you should be allowed to own guns.
Well, allowed? Because you're not stopping a convicted felon that wants to do something bad with his gun by outlawing it.
Well, you're absolutely right. But,
So the felon that would have the gun, you know, I mean, basically, there's lots of crimes for committing, you know, committing bank robbery and all that other stuff. I don't know if I think that a guy with a gun on his hip, whether he's been convicted of a crime or not, who's not doing anything with that gun, I mean, he's no different. He's paid his debt to society. He wants to protect himself and his family. I mean, he's just like anybody else.
Why should he be less of a citizen?
It's a dip
because he got in trouble as a kid or something.
Well, and that's true, and that's why I'm looking at it as a case by case basis. Because
they don't look at it as a case by case basis.
By the time these people are arrested, it's not their first time. You know what I'm saying? Usually you commit quite a number of crimes before you're arrested for one.
Usually it's the biggest crime that you get arrested
right,
for.
Right, absolutely. Right.
So, I mean, yeah, the bank robber guy probably, you know, maybe he snatched a purse at one point and maybe he stole a candy bar.
Right, and that's one thing, you know. But, I mean, if you've shown a propensity toward violence, I'm not really convinced that you, granted, getting a gun on the illegal market is as simple as buying marijuana.
That's the thing, though. That's the way I see it, is if the guy has the propensity towards violence and wants to use his gun for violence, he's going to get the gun anyway.
Right, and that's why I'm in favor of very stiff penalties for unauthorized gun use.
I'm for that.
You know, even
stiff penalties for any crime.
Right, punish him for the crime.
Right.
Carrying a gun around isn't a crime.
It shouldn't be a crime. Well,
you shouldn't be asked for your identification because you've got a gun on your hip. If you're not threatening someone with it, then there should be no issue.
And the other thing,
you don't have to identify
once
yourself.
You give a power to the government, and that's what a law is. We create a law, now the government has a new power. They enforce it even-handedly, or you know, however they feel like enforcing it. The fact is, the law is that a felon can't carry a gun. So if I kite some bad checks, I can't carry a gun. What's one have to do with the other? Now I know you weren't defending that,
right.
But what I'm saying is, now the government's involved.
Right. If you're a nonviolent felon, I mean, I don't see a problem with that. And in my birth state of Massachusetts, the chief of police has absolute discretion whether or not to issue a firearms permit. Like, it shouldn't be up to him.
Right.
It should be a set of, you know, rules. Like, here are the qualifications, and then you issue them. And there are many issue states.
We can argue over what they should do and shouldn't do, right. and there are different states.
But
with
it shouldn't
rules.
Be up to the whim of one guy.
But it's still the government saying that they're flying right in the face of the Second Amendment, which, you know, to me is pretty clear. You know, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, you're infringing my right to bear arms by demanding that I apply for a permit.
No, I see what you're saying, but right. On the other hand, here in New Hampshire and as many other states, it's not, well, technically you have to apply, but you will get one.
I've heard of stories where some people in New Hampshire have sort of the chiefs of police in the area where they were applying for some reason didn't like the person who was applying, and they've sort of held up the process.
They can.
Like, there could be action taken on that. Sure, you could file a lawsuit and say, hey, this is shall issue state. You should be issuing this to me, but not a lot of people can afford lawyers, you know?
Well, that's very true, and I can't speak to those because I've never met anybody that's happened to.
Yeah, it's just the problem of getting government involved every single time, and in this area where somebody needs to be able to defend themselves, I don't think the government should be involved.
I think that
if you use a gun to commit a crime, if you commit a crime, you should be punished severely, and... Right. With all the prison space that we currently have, if we did away with the drug laws,
right.
We would have plenty of prison space to put people away for a very long time to commit violent crimes.
And, of course, restitution. If we shifted more to a restitution-based system, less people would be likely to actually commit the violent crimes because they would know inherently that they're going to have to pay back.
And that's what I find hilarious is with the civil forfeiture laws. Is the government gets restituted,
yeah.
But the victims of the crime get squat.
Well, yep. The government hasn't lost anything, so there's not even the term restitution. Right. Isn't even.
And I love the legal process, is they sue whatever they're seizing.
Well, yes,
wait
that's
a minute.
Right. We've seen that.
Yeah, they sued a bunch of cash recently.
Right.
If you look at the Wall Street Journal, they publish them all the time. Also, USA Today. Well, wait a minute. If you've sued something, doesn't it, if you've sued it, doesn't it have a right to a lawyer? Doesn't it have the right to confront the witnesses against it? No, it just sits there.
It's an inanimate object.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, how's it going to go?
And they take it. They
right.
take the cash. They take
do.
The cars. And it's despicable.
Absolutely.
And it needs to come to an end. Now, of course, we're talking about carrying guns. I think if we were to shift more towards more private property... Then all of it would become a non-issue. For instance, if the roads were privately owned, if all property was privately owned, then each private landowner, property owner, would be able to set whatever rules he or she wanted to for that private
there
property.
There are some private toll roads. Illinois has one.
Sure there are.
A couple of others.
Yeah, and they work great. And so that way, government wouldn't be an issue. These permits wouldn't be an issue. It would just be a matter of, are you following the property owner's rules? If you're not, then he's going to have his enforcers come and throw you off his property. More on the way. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Times